you've heard of people flipping homes for a living. For many years, that's how Ron Drake made part of his livelihood. However, Ron has a passion to do more for rural America than simply buy, renovate, and sell homes. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Ron Drake knows his area well, but perhaps not as well as some, he laughs.
I've been in Arkansas for 20 years, in Silent Springs for 20 years, so I'm still not quite a local yet. I'm not sure what that range needs to be, but I grew up in California, and really in California is where I had my mentor.
Ron was doing drywall work at the time, and that mentor he mentioned was a big influence on his work today.
I had a mentor that would buy homes and have me walk through the homes with him and kind of help create vision. He just could see something in me that maybe I had this ability to see through walls, so to speak.
Ron was just in his 20s at the time. He eventually took that knowledge to the Midwest, specifically Siloam Springs, Arkansas, where he bought and restored homes.
We kind of had a mission of restoring neighborhoods one house at a time, and we did. We would buy one or two houses in one block and restore them both kind of at the same time, and then we would kind of encourage the neighbors to paint their homes and do different things, and we would see that a whole entire neighborhood property values elevate.
The town is today 15,000 people in size, and while people were appreciative of Ron's work, they hoped he'd do something about the old downtown. He'd purchased a few dozen homes over the years, but when he bought his first downtown buildings, he found a challenge.
But when I started to buy the first buildings, all of a sudden, I couldn't get a loan. Nobody would loan me on these historic buildings. In fact, my banker said, Ron, if someone gave you these buildings, I couldn't loan you the money to renovate them.
Ron discovered a need for small towns to revitalize their old storefronts. His unique mission has him helping a number of communities. We'll have more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Siloam Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.